Meeting is getting this on recording.
Welcome, Mr. President.
Hello.
I bought my own and he bought each other.
Wait.
Nothing.
Second? Hold on. Hold on. Thank God you're here.
All right, this meeting will come to order. Please stand for a moment of silence. Thank you. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Here.
Mr. Cardio?
Here.
Ms. Diller?
Here.
Mr. Hollins?
Here.
Mr. Kilpatrick?
Here.
Mr. Kovac?
Present.
Mr. Powers?
Here.
Mr. Retta?
Here.
Mr. Sheldon?
Here.
Mr. Smiley?
Here.
Mr. Street?
Here.
Mr. Tackett?
Here, on time.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, Mr. President, the roll call bill is 13 present.
Thank you very much, Madam Clerk. Moving on to item B, the agenda approval of the minutes. Any corrections or amendments to the minutes of the meeting, June 14th, 2011?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Hearing none, motion to approve and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Minutes are approved. Moving on to item C, announcements from members of council. Are there any announcements from members of council? Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Mr. President, at the appropriate time, substitute 1 to ordinance 11068 will be read in for introduction. This substitute does not make any substantive changes to the ordinance. It corrects some grammatical and stylistic errors, and in addition, it makes the effective date of the provisions of the ordinance January 1st, 2013.
Thank you very much, Councilwoman Kilpatrick. Any other announcements from members of council?
Mr. President, when the appropriate time, I'd like to make a presentation when there's presentations.
Okay. Thank you, Councilman Sheldon. Any other announcements from members of council? Seeing none, moving on to introduction of ordinances. Madam Clerk, please proceed to the introduction of ordinances.
Substitute 1 to Ordinance 11068 to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 26, Human Resources, Article 1 in general, to delete Section 26.01.003, Residency Requirements for Certain County Employees. Ordinance 11069, amend the grants budget appropriate Federal Emergency Management Agency FEMA funding to emergency management for emergency planning and operations. Ordinance 11070, amend the annual operating budget, reduce special services operating budget to provide funding for the county match for the pilot watershed Pike Creek grant. Ordinance 11071, amend the grants budget appropriate funds to the pilot watershed Pike Creek grant for the Department of Special Services. Ordinance 11072, amend the capital budget appropriate $17,500 of state funding to the stormwater basin renovation project. Ordinance 11073, revised Chapter 7 of Newcastle County Code, also known as the Property Maintenance Code, regarding instant ticketing. Ordinance 11074, to amend Newcastle County Code, Chapter 26, Human Resources, Article 4, Pensions, to change pension plan options. Ordinance 11075, to amend Newcastle County Code, Chapter 2, Administration, to adopt a redistricting plan after a recommendation and report by the Newcastle County Redistricting Commission. Ordinance 11076, amend the pay plan or rates of pay for non-union classified service employees and adopt the class specification pension and benefits administrator.
Thank you very much, Madam Clerk. All ordinances shall be considered at the July 12th council meeting, with the exception of those items that require board or commission approval. Moving on to item E, reports from select and special committees. Councilman Smiley.
Mr. President, the Finance Committee met the 8th floor conference room today at 1:30 to discuss issues on this evening's agenda.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley. Councilman Powers.
Yes, Special Services had a meeting June 21st at 1:30 on the 8th floor. Tony Scavenge gave detailed presentation of sewer emergency repairs. Now, Special Services is called school.
Thank you, Councilman Powers. Councilman Retta.
Thank you. On June 21st, Land Use Committee had a meeting, and there was two items of resolutions.
Thank you, Councilman Retta. Councilman Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. This afternoon, Community Services Committee met, and we discussed the five-year required plan on impediments to affordable housing. And we also had a discussion, updates with the PAL Center discussions and the Claymont Library progress, and as well as the Bear Library progression.
Thank you, Councilman Hollins. I think that was the Marcus Henry meeting, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, as a matter of fact.
Any other questions, any other announcements, members of council? Reports from the select and special committees? All right, moving on. Item F, consent calendar. Consent calendars use past matters in a group and have been determined to be non-controversial by the sponsor as communicated to the president or clerk. Item can be removed upon a simple request. I urge the public to speak up if there's a particular item of concern. We only have one tonight. I wouldn't expect that I see any. I don't see any. Are there any items of the consent calendar which any member of council wants removed? Seeing none. Is anyone from the public who wishes an item to be removed from the consent calendar? Also seeing none, move on. Is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Madam Clerk, please proceed with the reading of the consent calendar.
Resolution 1108 for recognizing Dr. Stephen H. Gadowski's 40 years of service to the Delaware education system.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Please call the roll on the consent calendar.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the record shows 13 yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. The consent calendar has been passed. Moving on to item G, presentations. And we have a presentation from Councilman Sheldon tonight. Councilman Sheldon, please
come
forward.
Thank you, Mr. President. At this time, if I could have Dr. Peter Gilman and Martha Smith come and join me, please. This was passed 2 weeks ago, resolution, but the doctor couldn't make it with his sister. This resolution is about Meryl Gilman. I don't know if anybody has had the great honor to meet her. I got to serve on the United Way board with her for 9 great years. And actually, she was the first woman executive vice president of the United Way for 23 years. I actually, to read all this, everything she did, though, was for the people, when you talk about that. She started a 21st Century Fund for Delaware's Children Advocacy. The organization always enriched the lives of children in need. Actually, she did so well, they actually obtained an award, the Meryl E. Gilman Award for Outstanding Children and People of that vicinity. I mean, to have an award presented after your name while you're on the board still is quite an achievement, I think. Where's Mrs. Meryl? We call her always Mrs. M, so if you excuse me for that. Recognized many awards for her leadership. Matter of fact, in 2005, she was inducted into the Hall of Fame of Delaware Women. Her impact in Delaware community is unsurpassed. I always sat across from Mrs. M at the United Way, and we sat on the Success by Six board. And we wanted to always make sure that the children under six and below got the duly attention that they needed. And from the communities and the organizations that worked with them, it meant a lot to her. It really meant a lot to me because she would explain through all her experience. And you just can't beat experience with age and so forth and working and dedicating your life as she did. And there's times that she would sit when people on this board were from all walks of life. And some were very rich. I was probably the poor guy there. But in between, she would actually talk to people who wanted to cut funding like this. And she would say, well, what's our plan next week? And she would say, let's wait 3 months until we get the people of the executive board of this particular organization and help to fix it so the children, we can move to another group. And it really dawned on me, she did that a lot. And in so many words, and I'm not going to express it in the right way, but when the United Way went to the black ministers and pastors, she was instrumental in making them follow through. As I've always said from the chair, and I don't say it in a good political way, we can't speak the language until we go to the people there that can help guide them along. Like we've done different organizations here, we pass different bills. We don't speak the language. They do. She was instrumental getting them together and getting the 211 helpline before she unfortunately passed away. She was really helpful because this, she felt the state needed more help. The 908 was the way to go. So she was very helpful in getting that, and it got passed, unfortunately, 100% in legislature hall this past year before she passed away. But I wanted to introduce her son, Dr. Peter Gilman, and present this to him. And I just wanted to say it was such a pleasure working with your mother. I mean, I just, when she brightened the room up. And we went down to the vice president's inaugural ball when he got inaugurated. And I said this story was really funny because she knew the vice president longer than I did, worked on different campaigns and so forth. And she handed me the book of Promises Not to Be Forgotten and said, "Can you, Timmy, can you get this signed?" I said, "Well, we're getting pictures taken." And she said, "Yeah, but I don't want to bother the vice president." Well, she went and got her picture taken. Of course, I had the book, so I got my picture taken, got it signed, and said, "No, it's not for me. This is for Mrs. Gilman right up there." So he signed a long, lengthy thing on there. But that's the kind of woman she was. She did not want anything for herself, and she did not want to bother somebody. And that's why this was so special in my heart. I don't give too many presentations. I don't try not to take this long. But I really appreciate it, you know, working with your mother. And as the resolution, we did pass this, but thank you for sharing her with us. It was such an honor. Like I said, it was just great. She smiled, and she would always get a hold of me and say, "Will you say the motion that I give?" And like Dave Tackett, I said, "I know, I got a councilman that seconds everything. I'll just, if you raise your hand, I'll second it for you at the board of directors at the United Way." So I want to appreciate it, and thank you very much.
Thank you so much for going out.
Thank you. Councilman Sheldon, thank you for that very special presentation. Moving on to item H, consideration of resolutions removed from the consent calendar and other resolutions. Resolution 11-085, Councilman Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I would request that resolution 11-085 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 11085, approving a refund of sewer service charges paid in error.
Councilman Smiley.
As per the title, this is a residential property in Realm 10 Acres, overpaid in the sewer fees.
Anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, open the floor to the public for comment. Any member of the public wishing to speak on the subject, please step forward. Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on resolution 11-085.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Potovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution 11-085 is approved. Moving on to resolution 11-086, Councilman Smiley or Councilwoman Diller?
Yes, Mr. President, I request that resolution 11-086 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 11086, authorizing the execution of certain contracts.
Yes, Mr. President, this resolution encompasses 12 standard annual contracts. The first one, State of Delaware OMB Financial, is for the lease and rental of the Absalom Jones facility where the art program and other things take place there. Number 2 through 10 are all funds for the libraries. Number 11 is the Newcastle Conservation District. Those are funds that we approved the transfer of a couple of weeks ago for the stormwater stabilization project. And number 12 is for the City of Newark. Those are CDBG pass-through funds.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley. Any member of council have any questions or comments on Resolution 11-086? Seeing none, open the floor to the public for comment. Anyone wishing to speak on the subject of the resolution, please come forward at this time. Seeing no comments, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 11-086.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Ms. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call is 13 yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution 11-086 is approved. Moving on to Resolution 11-087, Councilman Street.
Yes, Mr. President, I move that Resolution 11-087 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 11087, plan of 2225 North DuPont Highway, Newcastle 100 Southwest corner of the intersection of North DuPont Highway and Fairview Avenue, major land development plan that proposes 34,692 square feet of flex warehouse space and creates a title subdivision line CR and I zone.
Thank you very much, Councilman Street.
Mr. President, this plan has been approved by the Land Use Department. I have not received any communication in response to this from outside of the in the general community. There is no opposition, and the proposed use fits the designated use under the code.
Thank you, Councilman Street. Does any member of council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Any member of the public wishing to speak on the subject of the resolution, please come forward. Seeing no public comment, we'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 11-087.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution 11-087 is approved. Moving on to Resolution 11-088, Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Yes, I move that Resolution 11-088 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 11-088, requesting the State of Delaware to regulate automatic fire sprinkler systems.
Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Yes, this resolution, although the passage of it doesn't guarantee that the Fire Marshal's Office would accept the responsibility, but if passed, I believe that it would show the will of Council to have the fire sprinkler issue addressed statewide rather than just within our county.
Councilman Bell, then Councilman Smiley.
Thank you, Mr. President. I will be unable to support this resolution support this resolution this evening. This council had quite a bit of testimony before it over a several-month period, and I believe that we reached a point where both the initial sponsor of the ordinance, Councilman Retta, and then alternate ordinance introduced by Councilman Tackett, and I think we reached a point where both sponsors recognized, especially after the volunteer fire service, which is our fire department in New Castle County, their officials stated that they were willing to continue to work and answering the questions that have been raised, to work together in trying to come up with a plan for the future that we could all live with and support. And, I guess my issue with the resolution is that the issue before County Council is the future adoption of an updated building code, which happens to include residential sprinklers. Presently, within the state, there's no statewide building code, which is why the individual counties and municipalities adopt their own building codes. So, like I said, unfortunately, not be able to support this resolution this evening. I clearly think that this council is responsible for the building codes. We've done the responsible thing by sending it back to our land use department to further work on it and even look at the upcoming changes in 2012 and get the answers that we need and let this council make a decision on the life safety issues of the residents of this county.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. Councilman Smiley?
Yes. I just want to go over, I have a standard that I do not support resolutions to tell the state legislature what to do. I've not voted on many of those before this council. I look at this as not going to the state legislature, going to the state fire marshal. And I believe this does fall under the purview of that office and the expertise of that office. I don't believe that our passing this resolution, curtails our responsibility at all under the building code. I would hope that the land use chairs would continue to work with land use to bring something forward. This is but another tool in the drawer. The end result, as I see it, is to try to provide additional safety for the firefighters and whatever through sprinklers. So whether it comes through the fire marshal's office first or comes before this council as part of an ordinance with a code update first, whichever one, I think is irrelevant. I think we're just covering all of our bases. So I will be supporting it this evening, and I continue to support the land use chairs and the land use department in their struggle to bring something back to us as well.
Councilman Noretta and Councilman Hollins.
Thank you. I guess the sponsor knows I'm not going to really support this tonight as much work as I put into it. Councilman Bell said some of the things that I was going to say about the state fire marshal. They do not really regulate this. They regulate buildings like the ones we're in and commercial buildings. There's no regulations on homes. Now, if there's any involvement of the state fire marshal, what they would do, if a passage of sprinklers in homes, it would have to be on 13D, the regulation of 13D of installation. And that's how that would be. Right now, there's nothing in the works for the state fire marshal to do anything on this. And I have to agree with Councilman Smiley about sending a resolution to the state. It generally comes back and bites us, either a resolution or a letter. And it's one of the reasons why I can't support it.
Thank you, Councilman Rutter. Councilman Hollins?
Thank you, Mr. President. It has been my observation and experience when this body sends the resolution to the General Assembly in particular, even though this is the fire marshal of the state, to a state office, rarely do we receive a positive response. As a matter of fact, more often it's a response that's very negative or a response that's opposite to what we're asking for. And it has been a practice of mine for several years now not to sponsor, in most cases not support, resolutions going to the state to request any type of policy decision from this body. And I will continue that tonight. It's just the fact that my experience and my observation has been it doesn't really help us in most cases. This case could be different. I'm not willing to take the chance, and I don't want to give the impression to anyone that at this point we are punting on this issue of the sprinklers. I think that we've had considerable amount of conversation about it, considerable amount of public hearings about it. There's been two ordinances that were born of this body, and I have decided to agree to wait until such time that the Land Use Department comes forth with the update for the 012 plan to the building codes. That does not say that this is going to get in the way of that, but I think there's a perception that perhaps we are punting, so I will not be supporting this tonight.
Thank you, Councilman Hollins. Councilman Cartier?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I have the only residential development in Newcastle County where the state fire marshal intervened to have sprinkler systems installed in townhouse units. But I want to just point out some of the exceptional situations that happened in. As part of the Darley Green Master Plan New Urbanist Community, which has atypical density, it's 18 and a half dwelling units an acre. Also, as part of the plan for making a pedestrian-friendly community where the car is not king, we had a master plan of narrow cartways, narrow streets, alleys. Because of those extraordinary kind of design elements, there were trade-offs made, and the state fire marshal acceded to the narrow cartway concept in exchange for fire sprinklers. Now, this is an extraordinary
an unusual situation. I don't expect the state farm marshal to be entering into any master planning for sprinkler systems for three counties of Delaware. I just don't think this is going to take us in the direction we want to go. I also believe that we should be jealous of our authority over building code, and the counties all have building codes that they adopt. With all due respect to the fire marshal's office, and within that also is purview for whether we're going to opt for sprinklers or not. So I will not be supporting this tonight.
Thank you, Councilman Cartier. Councilwoman Kilpatrick, I just personally had a couple of questions. First of all, after all of us being exposed to this issue and a lot of information on both sides, I think one of the unanswered questions I have is the fire marshal's, state fire marshal's role in this process. If something were to get passed, how in the world would we do that without the state fire marshal having input into the process? And I think that's probably a necessary element before I would ever be able to support something, is to know how the fire marshal would react to that. But I guess I share concerns of some of my other councilmen here tonight that have said, this appears, and I'd love to get your reaction to this, this appears that we are kind of in the last wherefore clause, saying, state fire marshal, please take this, regulate the automatic fire sprinkler systems instead of provide us feedback into that regulation. I mean, is this intended to preclude those discussions, as we've heard?
I don't think it's intended to preclude anything. When you look at the Delaware Code, Title 16, you see that under residential, that there are that the fire marshal's office actually does regulate the smoke detectors within homes. And I guess I don't see that there is a tremendous difference between the regulation of smoke detectors going into single-family residential homes and sprinklers.
I guess, what about the concerns that we've heard from some councilmen, and I would share those, that we have a process in place where two competing ordinances have been put back to the Land Use Department to work out a compromise. Would this resolution then send us in a different direction and say,
don't
proceed with that compromise?
And I don't know why they couldn't be worked on simultaneously.
Okay.
I just think that the Fire Marshal's Office has the expertise, and they, of all people within the state, should understand what it would take to implement something such as sprinklers in all homes, single-family residential. I think in testimony we heard that places like Sussex County were watching Newcastle County to see what they did, because they had a tremendous interest in also implementing sprinklers within single-family homes within their county. This would take in all three counties if it was under the Fire Marshal's Office, which is obviously state-regulated then.
Thank you, Councilwoman Kilpatrick. Councilman Tackett?
Thank you, Mr. President. I will quickly weigh in on Councilwoman Kilpatrick's resolution. I will be supporting Councilwoman Kilpatrick in this. I believe also that sprinklers, you know, we've seen a lot of information. We've spent a lot of time in committee meetings, and given the fact that sprinklers, you know, truly are as beneficial as the arguments that were made in the documentation that was presented, they very likely should be treated on a statewide level and not piecemeal through the state, through the different jurisdictions and counties. Let's do it. Let's do it sweepingly, and let's do it the way it should be done, like smoke alarms were done. And I point to the fact of Darley Green of saying the fire marshal has done it, they can do it, and they have the power to do it, and they did it there. So it already exists. And I, too, don the practice of saying I don't like to send stuff down to the General Assembly telling them what to do, because I personally don't receive literature from them telling me what to do. But this does go to the fire marshal, not the state. And I would think the hope that the fire marshal would welcome the opportunity to regulate something statewide, given the opportunity. And all it does is reorganize and send the effort to try to do it, like I said, that needs to be done in statewide in one sweeping motion.
Thank you, Councilman Tackett. Councilman Weiner, then Councilman Smiley.
Yes. I just would like to reiterate a position that I took a few years ago on the issue of the state fire marshal's jurisdiction and authority. At the time, and I still hold this position to be true, the state fire marshal acted outside of its authorization in an area that was solely and exclusively the jurisdiction of the State Department of Transportation, regulates streets, roadways, and its appurtenances. When the fire marshal tried to assert authority on the both requiring the streets and the alleyways to maintain a certain cartway width, and then used their pending objection as leverage to extract from Commonwealth Corporation a concession to put in sprinklers, first they're asking for commercial sprinklers and then compromise on an R2 residential. I don't want to get into the legal research that I submitted at the time, but I felt since this was a matter of discussion, I just wanted to reiterate a position that I had taken years ago on that subject.
Thank you, Councilman Weiner. Councilman Smiley?
I'm just going to say, for me, this boils more down to trying to move the issue of the sprinklers forward. If it's as crucial and as important as has been presented to this council, to me, that's much more important than pride of authorship. I could care less about pride of authorship. It's the end result that we should be concerned in. And if the end result is safety, then the more people working on the issue, the better for the people in Newcastle County.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley. And let me add, again, when we come to decide on a sprinkler ordinance, unless I have heard the fire marshal weighing in on the subject, I would not be able to support the imposition until the fire marshal tells me how they're going to be able to implement this. Councilman Bell.
Yes, Mr. President. I think that we've all had an opportunity to meet and get to know the president of Newcastle County Firefighters Association, Chief Bob Sutton, and I would be very surprised in the upcoming months in the process that land use will undertake in taking a look at the current and future building codes. I would be very surprised if our fire department in Newcastle County does not reach out and ask our Delaware State Fire Marshal's Office to come to the table and sit with them and have direct input. I think asking the General Assembly to make this a state initiative, we clearly are the ones that have the responsibility to regulate building codes in Newcastle County. I think we welcome, encourage the State Fire Marshal's Office to participate and welcome their input, but I think we do it through our Land Use Department.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. Any other members of Council have any questions before we move to the public for comment? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Any member of the public wishing to comment on this resolution, please step forward at this time. Seeing one, I will invite that member of the public up. If there's anybody else wishing to make comment on this resolution, please step over to the left, sign in, approach the podium. You'll have 3 minutes to speak. To make sure that everyone has an opportunity to speak, a timer will be placed in your podium. Yellow light indicates 30 seconds. Please try not to be duplicative of any comments made before you and absolutely refrain from any personal attacks. Please step forward and state your name for the record.
Hi, my name is Jennifer Casey, and I'm the Executive Vice President of the Home Builders Association of Delaware. And I just wanted to speak out in support of this resolution. We're still very interested in the working group that's going to be put together. We'd like to continue the dialogue, and we just wanted to go on record that this resolution would just reinforce the need for the State Fire Marshal's Office to get involved, continue working with us and looking at it, and we believe this is a positive move. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Casey. Councilman Reno?
Yeah, I'd like to ask Ms. Casey something. Does that mean you support sprinklers?
I believe I support the ongoing dialogue of sprinklers to get the truth to come out.
That's not what I asked.
I've never been in support of mandatory sprinklers until all the facts can be ferreted out, and until that happens, I don't know that I have a position on it.
Well, if the fire marshal says yes for sprinklers in Delaware, and an ordinance gets put through,
then we would comply because we follow the law.
So, if we put an ordinance through, now there's no law?
You asked me if an ordinance was adopted?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Would we comply?
Mm-hmm.
We would comply if the ordinance is adopted.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Thank you for your comments. Any other member of the public wishing to make comment on this issue? Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 11-088.
Mr. Bell?
No.
Mr. Cartier?
No.
Excuse me?
No.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
No.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
No.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
No.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
No.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call revealed 7 yes, 6 no.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution 11-088 is approved. Moving on to Resolution 11-089, Councilman Cartier.
Yes, Mr. President. Members of Council, I'd like Resolution 11-089 to be read by title only. Place before Council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 11089 to amend the Claymont Community Redevelopment Plan and Manual of Design Guidelines to modify the Brookview Design Guidelines Manual.
Councilman Cartier.
Yes, Mr. President, members of Council. We worked this through in the Land Use Committee meeting last week. I just want to kind of briefly summarize what this pertains to. This goes to the construction of the new Claymont Public Community Library that the county is now undertaking for building on the project known as Darley Green. One of the things I will promise Council in the fall, I will bring forward some housekeeping to clean up some language because this speaks of Brookview Design Guidelines. These are the design guidelines that apply to the Darley Green project. Initially, it was the Brookview Apartment Complex. It later became Renaissance Village, and we are finally on the name of Darley Green. So I want to reconcile all that language in the future so that we're clear about this. I'm just going to read a couple paragraphs out of the synopsis that accompanied the resolution. After extensive site studies, Newcastle County government has selected Block R, known as the Crescent Green, to be the location for the proposed Claymont Library. And this is a 7.5-acre tract inside of the project, bordered on one side by Darley Road and on another side by a Crescent Road that encompasses the 7.5 acres. Within the Brookview Design Guidelines, Block R is required to be civic open space with stormwater management facilities that service the 65-acre Darley Green development. Since buildings were not anticipated to be located on Block R, the land use and urban standards within the Brookview Design Guidelines do not address Block R. And just to remind Council, the 65-acre site is marked out into blocks, master plan, and we are looking at this particular block. In addition, the Brookview Design Guidelines typically set standards for residential and commercial buildings. These standards also require that the buildings be located close to the front property line to form a continuous wall along the street edge. And naturally, you know, a library does not conform to that concept. Because the proposed Claymont Library is a community building and not having that street wall as a commercial or residential block as required by the guidelines, it is a single building located in the whole block. It's not long enough to form a street wall. The proposed amendments to the Brookview Design Guidelines shall treat the new Claymont Library as a, quote, community building located in a park-like setting. This in keeping with the spirit and intent of the Brookview Design Guidelines. More specifically, as the guidelines state, community buildings located in civic open space shall be located on an axis with the approaching street and shall have a greater setback than surrounding buildings. And this building on its axis will be lined up with the future continuation of Green Street, so they will conform as a community building. It'll also have the 7.5 acres, so it's in a park-like setting. And this is necessary to update these design guidelines for the construction of the library. This modification has been approved by the CDRAC, or Claymont Design Review Advisory Committee, which is our local land use advisory committee. committee that is composed of citizens and business owners. So they've examined this, passed on it. It's been worked up by land use, passed by them, and it's before council for its consideration tonight, so that we are, as we go along developing Darley Green in its different phases, able to modify these guidelines to suit the conditions as they arise. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Carrier. Any members of council have any questions, comments on this resolution? Councilman Powers, then Councilman Street.
I just have a couple questions. The 7.5 acres, this is where the stormwater for this subdivision is located?
The 7.5 acre tract has a part of the stormwater facility for the development. It's not all of it.
But we would take over maintenance of the stormwater for this?
The details of the land donation by Commonwealth, who owns the project, are still in discussion. We noted in the land use committee meeting the concerns that council expressed about the maintenance of the stormwater facility, and I thought those were a good points, so will be part of the negotiation with the developer.
Councilman Street, then Councilman Tackett.
Yes, Mr. President, in an abundance of caution, going forward, I will not be participating in discussion or voting on any matters related to this project.
Thank you, Councilman Street. Councilman Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. President. I think the sponsor, Councilman Cartier, has more than done his due diligence and pointed out the fact that, you know, and we even referenced this in the committee meeting. Actually, this resolution is only changing the guidelines. It's not accepting the land yet, and it's not actually building this library. All it is amending the guidelines that will lay the groundwork to, for this to happen in the future, and there will be plenty of time for us to discuss the maintenance and acceptance of this land, the stormwater. I think we were all very clear upstairs, you know, they need to build this in to make sure anybody that's stormwater's dumping into the ponds, if we end up with this land, they'll be contributing to the maintenance and upkeep of it, just like any other maintenance corporation around the county function. So, again, all this does is amend the guidelines. It may be laying the groundwork, but it doesn't actually accept this or build this library as of yet.
Thank you. Councilman Powers?
The only thing I can say is this is the 7.5 acres that has the stormwater on
it. Councilman Tackett and Councilman Hollins? Councilman Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I think Councilman Powers' concern is being considered, and I agree with Councilman Tackett here. It was considered, it was brought forth at the Land Use Committee meeting previously as well as this afternoon in the Community Services Committee that the contract is not complete and the negotiators for our government are well aware of this open space and the retention ponds and so forth. So that's, we're sort of getting ahead of the negotiations. We just haven't gotten to that point. But that is the fact that we have presented to us so far. So I don't think we're going to get an answer to that question tonight.
Thank you, Councilman Hollins. Councilwoman Diller?
Yes, I think if you read the background on the design guidelines, basically what this is saying is the current design guidelines require what is called a continuous wall along the street edge. What this is merely doing is releasing this particular block from that design guideline. I mean, it goes no further. It has nothing to do with the stormwater management. It has to do with what the proposed library will actually look like on this parcel.
Thank you, Councilwoman Diller. Any other questions, comments from members of council? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Anyone wishing to speak on the subject of this resolution, please come forward at this time. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution
11-089. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
No.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Not voting.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 7 yes, 1 no, 1 not voting.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution 11-089 is approved. Moving on to item I on the agenda, ordinances. Ordinance 11-063, Councilman Powers.
consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 11063. Amend the grants budget appropriate funds to the FEMA floodplain maps update grant for the Department of Land Use.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Councilman Powers.
Yes, this is an update of the floodplain maps for 12 square miles of the Mill Creek watershed. I think which is a lot of it in Councilman Sheldon and Councilman Kilpatrick's district.
That's why I let you introduce the bill and spoke about it this afternoon.
Councilman Sheldon, do you want to make any comments in support of the ordinance?
Of course I would, Mr. President. Thank you. This money is coming through a pass-through grant with FEMA, to let everybody know, to do this adoption. And it's retroactive back to 2010, October 26. And this will be, since it's a targeted program, it will not be finished until the end of the year of 2012. So it affects the fiscal year of 11, 12, and 13.
Thank you, Councilman. If you could just briefly explain for the record why it's retroactive because of funding purposes.
Yeah, we've been looking for the grants and the funding since 2010, so basically that's why. We've been asking them. It's a pass-through grant, not just from FEMA, from DENREC, is how this has come to us. So,
thank you, Councilman. Any other questions, comments, members of council? Seeing none, open the floor to the public for comment. Anyone wishing to speak on the subject of this ordinance, please come forward at this time. Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Ordinance 11-063.
Mr. Bell.
Yes.
Mr. Cartier.
Yes.
Mr. Diller.
Yes.
Mr. Hollins.
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Kovac.
Yes.
Mr. Powers.
Yes.
Mr. Retta.
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon.
Yes.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes.
Mr. Street.
Yes.
Mr. Tackett.
Yes.
Mr. Weiner.
Yes.
Mr. President, roll call bill 13. Yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Ordinance 11-063 is approved. Moving on to Ordinance 11-064, Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Ordinance number 11-064 be read by title only and placed before Council for consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 11-064, amend the grants budget appropriate grant funding for the operation of the Emergency Management Office.
Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. First of all, this Ordinance 11-064 is also contingent on the passage of its companion ordinance 11-065. This would amend the grants budget and basically it appropriates $240,000 of federal funds, private funds of $45,048 received from PSE&G Nuclear for the Radiological Emergency Preparedness Program, and Newcastle County Emergency Management's local match would be $421,723. These funds will be used to continue efforts in developing and maintaining ongoing planning and programming to address natural, man-made, and technological disasters and emergencies.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. Any members of council have any questions, comments about this ordinance? Councilman Cartier.
I just want to relay that I will support this, and I have seen our emergency management office in action, and I can tell you that when the chips are down and things are, you know, we're having community with a disaster, they're well worth every penny that we invest in them, and I'm glad to support this tonight.
Thank you, Councilman Cartier. Any other questions, comments on this ordinance? Seeing none, open the floor to the public for comment. Anyone wishing to speak on the subject ordinance, please step forward at this time. Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Ordinance 11-064.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call goes 13. Yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Ordinance 11-064 is approved. Moving on to the companion ordinance. 11-065. Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. Move that ordinance number 11-065 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 11-065, amend the annual operating budget, reduce public safety to provide funding for the county match for the Emergency Management Office.
Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. This ordinance 11-065 is required to reduce the appropriation and our Public Safety Department Emergency Management Office by $421,723 to provide the local cash match to the emergency management grant.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. Any members of council, questions, comments on this ordinance? Seeing none, open the floor to the public. Any member of the public wishing to speak on this ordinance, please come forward at this time. Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Ordinance 11-065.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Kirkpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13. Yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Ordinance 11-065 is approved. Moving on to Ordinance 11-066, Councilman Bell. Oh, I'm sorry, Councilman Street.
Mr. President, I move that Ordinance number 11-066 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 11-066, amend the grants budget amendment, contracted police duty revolving fund.
Councilman Street.
Yes, Mr. President, as per title, this would appropriate $440,000 to the revolving fund, and of course we anticipate or projecting that there will be a request for $440,000 of services for our contracted duty officers.
Thank you, Councilman Street. For the record, could you briefly explain where the $440,000 is coming from that's being allocated to this fund?
Well, it's going to come from eventually from the people who contract for the service, so that if, say, for example, a nonprofit had a function where they wanted officers, they would have to pay for those officers at this hourly rate, and the money would go into the fund accordingly.
So it's not a county spending of this fund. It's establishing this fund at that specific rate.
Yes.
Any other questions, comments, members of council? Seeing none, open the floor to the public. Any member of the public wishing to speak on this ordinance, please step forward at this time. Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Ordinance 11-066.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Ms. Kirkpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13. Yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Ordinance 11-066 is approved. Moving on to Ordinance 11-067, Councilwoman Diller.
Yes, I move that Ordinance 11-067 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 11-067, authorizing the issuance of revenue bonds, Provident Group Newcastle Properties LLC project, on a tax-exempt and or taxable basis in an aggregate principal amount not to exceed $6,500,000.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Councilwoman Diller.
Yes, as we discussed in the Finance Committee meeting, these are revenue bonds for the expansion of a project in the 5th District. It is the International on Courtney Street in Newark. It provides housing, classrooms, and community facilities for both international and other international students and other members of the community. As you know, Newcastle County is the conduit for the bonds, and so we accrue about $30,000 in revenue for the issuance of the bonds.
And Councilwoman, as you stated at the council at the committee meeting, these aren't county funds being expended for county purpose. That we're just the conduit.
We are the conduit.
Any other members of council have any questions, comments? Councilman Retta.
Thank you. I'm not going to be supporting this tonight because a while back, this council didn't support one of our charter schools because they said that the schools shouldn't be supported in that aspect, and that's all they wanted to do was refi. And it's one of our notable charter schools too, the Dalton Military Academy. And with that, also with this, when the people from this international group was here, I didn't hear anybody from the United States being here. And people, they just said that there was a lot of international people. and they're going to be supported with this. You know, with that, I just really, I can't really do it.
Thank you, Councilwoman Diller.
Yes, this is not a school, it's a nonprofit organization. And the other issue is there may be students who are living there, some of whom are international students. You don't have to be an international student to live there. I think the question is, will the community be better for the expansion of this facility? And if you look at what is sitting on that property now, and you look at the plans for what they are planning to do, it will really add to that particular part of my district, and I would urge your support for this. I was not on council when the charter school was turned down, but this is a plan well worth supporting.
Councilman Retta?
Thank you. I realize the sponsor wasn't on council at the time, but it supported the refi on this, actually supported where they can do more expansion in the school. And these are local students who live in all around the area. Some of them come from Pennsylvania. 99% have come from Delaware. And they don't live there.
Thank you, Councilman Redder. Councilman Smiley?
Yeah, I just want to make an observation. At the time of the Delaware Military Academy, there was a lot going on. And it originated actually with the state legislature. But if memory serves me correct, I don't believe the opportunity to vote on that issue ever even got before this council. So we didn't deny it and we didn't turn it down. I don't believe we ever even got the opportunity to vote on it. I don't believe it came before council.
Councilman Redd,
I believe the council went along with what the state said. They weren't going to support it. And they kind of backed off.
I never got an opportunity to vote. Neither did any other member of council. That's all. The record needs to be clear that we did not deny the Delaware Military Academy the opportunity to participate in this process. It didn't get before us.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley. Councilman Cartier?
Yes, I think this is a really great way for Newcastle County to aid local nonprofits who are in our communities. This particular one has a international mission where we're providing a interaction between people here and international students, and we're able to, you know, help them with their program. It's in Councilwoman Diller's district. I think that many of us have nonprofits who could in the future benefit from this type of conduit bond financing, and it's a very creative concept, and I'm going to support it.
Thank you, Councilman Cartier. I think one of the things that I heard today, and sorry, Councilman Hollinson, is that, again, this is a conduit bond source. We are not funding this out of county funds. If anybody, you know, listening to this or in the audience is wondering why we're supporting an international house, we're not supporting them with county funds. What we're doing is providing a conduit for them to borrow money, and we're actually making money off of that conduit. And we need to do so in smart ways, and we can't do so unlimited, but I think the project that I heard brought forward by Councilwoman Diller has been supported by the university, the community, and the International House, which serves a vital role in the university life at the University of Delaware. Councilman Hollins?
Thank you, Mr. President. I also think this is a great project for the University of Delaware and for the exchange for all of us here in Newcastle County and the United States of America for that point of view. We do have a lot of folk that are coming to Delaware through various means. I think the university is a great way to do that. We have the Siemens Institute down at the port. A lot of people come through there who are in this country for periods of time, not knowing where to go and what to do. I just think it just enhances the diversity and the different cultures that we all can learn from, in addition to the half a 1% that the county would receive of this. This is not new for us to do these types of bonds. We do them quite frequently, I think, over the last few years. But I agree with Councilman Retta that
It was a mistake, in my opinion, that the Delaware Military Academy somehow was influenced by some external forces, and it never came to us for a vote. The fact of the matter is, we have, in fact, supported other charter schools before the Delaware Military Academy came forward through the same process. Marineteer Academy was supported through the same revenue bond process. And whatever reason the Delaware Military Academy did not get an opportunity to come before this council, I'm not certain what it is, but I believe it was just interference, and they were treated unfairly. But I don't think that that should be the precedent going forward, that we would continue to deny anyone an opportunity who have met all the requirements to participate in this program.
Thank you, Councilman Hall. Councilman Weiner, then Councilman Smiley.
Yes, I support all of the other reasons stated by my fellow council persons for voting in support of this. Just want to add briefly that this is a non-recourse bond, which means Newcastle County not only makes money off the deal, we don't have any legal exposure.
Thank you, Councilman Weiner. Councilman Smiley.
I just want to be clear on the record. I'm sure those that know a lot more than me about this, that this is a good project. I'm voting for $30,000. That's what I'm voting for. Co-chair of finance, keeper of taxpayers' money. I'm voting for $30,000 in revenue.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley. Any other questions, comments, members of council? Councilman Street?
Unfortunately, I think I better stay out of this one, too. I will not be voting.
Thank you, Councilman Street. Any other questions, comments, members of council? Open the floor up to the public. Anyone wishing to speak on the subject of this ordinance, please step forward at this time. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Ordinance 11-067.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holmes?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Bretta?
No.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Not voting.
And Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, roll call is 11 yes. One no, one not voting.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Ordinance 11-067 is approved. Moving on to item J, time-sensitive and honorary resolutions. What's that? All right, we have Resolution 11-090. Madam Clerk, I move that Resolution 11-090 be read in by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and hopeful adoption. Second.
Resolution 11090, congratulating the Downtown Newark Partnership and the City of Newark for winning the 2011 Great American Main Street Award.
Thank you. And this resolution will, before its final, will also have Councilwoman Diller added as a co-sponsor. Recently, in case we haven't heard, a significant award was achieved by one of our major municipalities, that's Newark, winning a national recognition for its Main Street. It's a very significant accomplishment, and it's really notable. I think it's an example of what we can do in Delaware to promote Main Street tourism back in our municipalities, back in our, even in our unincorporated subdivisions, right, Councilman Carter? You know, that Main Street feel as a way of encouraging commerce, encouraging community development, and encouraging an overall positive feel to the community. And I just think it's very important to recognize a major city in Delaware, Newark, for achieving this significant award and being recipient of this 2011 Great American Main Street Award. Councilman Smiley.
I'm going to support this, but I got to tell you, I'm somewhat concerned that in winning a national award that they would, you know, lose the descriptive title of Greater Newark. Unfortunately, I can't amend it because it would change the title. But I will support it as just plain Newark if that's the president's wish at this time.
Wow, that's a tough one. I think we'll go forward with this one. The mayor has given his blessing to the removal of Great just on this one occasion. So
apparently the mayor has not
conversed with Councilwoman Diller on this topic.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley. Councilwoman Diller?
Yes. Well, I think since it refers to just the Main Street in Newark, we could drop the Greater Newark for just this one resolution.
Thank you. I feel much better.
Any other questions, comments from members of council? Seeing none, open the floor to the public for comment. Anyone wishing to make comment, please step forward at this time. Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 11-090.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yeah, I'm going to vote yes, but the high school in Newark, and it says historical preservation, I think we're going after the death.
Mr. Redda?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Excitedly, yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call is 13, yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution 11-090 is passed. Seeing no other item on item J, moving on to item K, introduction and consideration of emergency ordinances. I do not have any before me. Any member of council don't have any emergency ordinances? Seeing none, move on to item L, public comment. Any member of the public wishing to address council?
Other.
Mr. Oh, I'm sorry. Councilman Street, other, on other.
Mr. President, I have a great concern as it relates to what we were presented with this afternoon in committee meeting by our community services department, and the fact that basically funding has been reduced over a period of time now, that we're only going to employ 60 teenagers, young people in the summer youth program. It's my understanding that the administration has appropriated $25,000 from its contingency fund to support the summer youth program. I read meticulously an email that I believe all of us received from the FOP in terms of the reduction in the number of officers who are actually on the street now. I'm concerned about that, and to me, the two are part and parcel to each other in that if there are no jobs for these young people, the criminal world and the illicit drug trade are standing ready with open arms to welcome them into their arena and then create havoc for our police officers and for us as a county. So even though it's at the 11,000, this is the end of the fiscal year, I don't want the administration to do more than we as an entire council are doing. So for that reason, Mr. President, I am going to make a motion. I am making a motion to transfer $25,000 from council's fiscal year 2011 contingency fund to the Newcastle County Summer Youth Program. Funds would be divided as follows: $20,000 directly to the program operations and $5,000 for program scholarships. This transfer of funds will match the amount the county executives contribute from this contingency fund to this very worthwhile program. I'm presenting this as an emergency item because we have 2 days remaining in the fiscal year, and otherwise we will not be able to spend it in this year's budget.
Second. Thank you, Councilman Street. And also, in your explanation, just talking with legal counsel, if you could explain for the record why this is not, obviously you just explained why we need to do this tonight if we're going to be able to act before the fiscal year is over, but why this came up today, because we just heard the information today, if you could explain.
Well,
that.
It,